Hi.
Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Jack Scrimshaw, and today I'm going to be talking to you about yet another musical instrument, but it's an instrument that nobody has discussed yet. And yet it's a very obvious choice. It is, of course, the guitar. Now, a lot of people out there will simply assume guitar to be just a normal guitar, just your standard six-string acoustic. But guitar is such a broad word because it doesn't necessarily mean that a guitar could describe anything in the guitar family. It could describe your average six-string acoustic. It could describe a 12-string folk guitar or classical guitar or a steel-strung 12-string. Your electric rock guitar, a dobro, which is a resonator guitar. You often find them in country music or bluegrass music. And the Hawaiian steel guitar, which doesn't look like a guitar at all, but it has six strings, so it still gets away with being called a guitar. And over the next few minutes, we're going to be talking, and I'm going to be demonstrating some of the various types of guitar out there. And if you're a first-time viewer or buyer of a guitar, then take a listen, because this will really help you out when you're deciding what type of guitar to buy. If you're, on the other hand, an experienced player, then same applies to you. Just listen, and you know, if you have any tips or any comments or anything else, then go ahead and email. You know, I'll be giving out my email address and contact information at the end of the program, as they say in the old BBC. And I'll be happy to answer any questions or receive any comments, good or bad. So, you know, even if you think this thing sucks, just email. Well, I think we'll start out by discussing the average acoustic guitar. Well, the guitar I have in front of me now, in fact, isn't an acoustic. It's a semi-acoustic. Basically, what that means is there is a pickup somewhere on this guitar, which means, as well as playing the acoustic-style stuff, I can also plug an amplifier into it and play some of those loud rock and roll gigs. This guitar doesn't have, it has to be said, it doesn't have a very good sound on an amplifier. It's better off as an acoustic. It's an Encore AE250. Fender Encores are actually a cheaper version of a Fender guitar. But they're really nice guitars, especially this particular model, the AE250. It has steel strings, and of course it has the pickup. So you can amp it up if you want to, but I tend to find it just makes a really, really nice acoustic. If I can just play a little bit here. See, listen to the tone on that. And of course, a good acoustic is helped by the type of pick you use. I'm using a fairly light pick in this case. And of course, I'm using steel strings on this. On this particular kind of guitar, you can get them with nylon strings. I know people have restrung them with nylon strings, and they say they make really nice folk guitars. And although I play a little bit of folk music, a little bit of the Irish-style folk, I don't use nylon strings. I don't find them very comfortable at all. And unlike a lot of blind guitarists, I know a lot of blind guitar players are finger pickers. I use a plectrum, or a pick. Now, I'll explain what that is for our first-time listeners, people who have probably never touched a guitar in their life but really want to get one, or people who are just curious. A plectrum is a triangular bit of plastic, although there are metal ones out there, but I use the plastic plectrums. At one end is the grip, and at the pointed end, you strike the strings. So you hold the pick between your thumb and finger, and you use the pointed part of the pick to strike the strings on the guitar. You don't have to strike them very hard, but some people get a bit excited and they do. I know bands restring their guitars regularly, very regularly, so they don't snap. But if you're a semi-professional or just turned professional musician like me, as long as you take good care of your guitar, then your strings should last. I've had these ones on close on a year now, and a couple of them have worn a little thin, but they've shown no signs of breaking as of yet, and that's real good. And now I think we'll talk about tuning. Now, the average six string guitar is tuned in this particular formation. The sixth string, which is the string lowest on the guitar. I should explain, I'm holding the guitar on one knee. I've got my forearm on the side of the guitar, and the string nearest to the ceiling is the lowest string, or the bass string, as we call it. I've got one hand holding the neck and one thumb on the neck of the guitar. That just makes it a lot more comfortable when you're chord changing. That's the sixth string, and the string nearest to the floor is the first string. So yes, we do number them backwards just to make things complicated, but the strings in the middle are tuned to a variety of different notes, and it seems a pretty queer way to tune an instrument, but believe me, you can make lots of great chords and picking scales and things. So let's tell you what each note is. By the way, skip the emails that say this guitar is tuned sharp or it's tuned flat. If I were in a band situation, I'd probably borrow someone's chromatic tuner and tune it up. But as I'm not, I'm just going for the closest approximations here. So that's the E string. The string next to that, the next string down from the bass string, is the A string. Going up is a D, G, B, E. And that B string is a little... Well, there we are. The B string on a guitar is a nasty one to tune. But when you're playing the guitar, it's not all chords on a guitar, I should explain. I mean, the style you heard me play is what we call rhythm guitar, which is basically just chords. So you go, that's just rhythm guitar. But when you hear the rock and roll players and they're going, sorry, that's the best I can do on an acoustic. That is what we call picking. Same as on any other string instrument that uses picks, say a banjo or a mandolin. That's what we call picking. That's when you're picking out a tune on the guitar. And you can do that simply by learning the scales on a guitar. So you can do a G scale, for example. You take the third fret on the sixth string, and you play the open A string, and you take the second fret of the A string, play two frets, open D string, second fret, fourth fret, open G, second fret, fourth fret. And so on. And you can basically play any scale you like. You can also play the sharps or flats. They are the second fret of every string. Now, you don't necessarily have to tune your guitars like this. I know some people like to tune their bass strings all the way down to D. Some like to tune their guitars to D, and that's how the Hawaiian steel guitar is tuned. We'll be taking a look at that in a little while. Some even like to tune theirs flat. They like to tune to the sharp notes. And that can really help with some rock tunes, you know, if you want to sing real low down. So that's a basic explanation of an acoustic. And when we come back, we'll be having some fun. We're going to do some rock and roll, talk about the electric guitar. So, see you in a few moments.
Control F7.
Okay, I'm back, and it's time to rock and roll. Now we have the electric guitar. Now, electric guitars look a lot different to acoustics. By the way, I should explain I was using a full-sized acoustic there, not a half-sized. The acoustic guitars come in all shapes and sizes. As do electrics, they also have different amounts of frets according to the size of your guitar. And just for reference, as I count very quickly, my particular electric guitar has on it 21 frets, so it's quite a nice long neck. You can get really far down the scale there with your single string guitar riffs and tunes, as it were. Yes, you can play a tune on just one string, like so. Okay, I cheated. I went over to the G string. But you can, if you're really concentrating and you're in a band situation, you can do a solo on one string. Yep, something like that. And electric guitars have a great variety of controls on them. These are for controlling volume, tone, and all sorts of other really nice things. And of course, the electric guitar is plugged into an amplifier. There's a lead going from the guitar, which is called a jack lead, and that plugs directly into the amplifier. Now, this is a handmade guitar. It's, I think the best way you could say is it's a handmade Squire. I think it's made out of Squire parts. It's definitely a Fender Squire sort of body, except it's got a lot of dips and things in the body. It's a very nice guitar, I must say. And it has a pickup selector, which is it's kind of like a joystick or a lever. And if I flick it, like so, I can flick it 5 times, I get different tones, I can use different pickups. This is just the neck pickup, which is the one I like to use. But if I flick it, like this, I'm just using neck and body pickup. Flick it down again, and you can go through all the different pickups, all the different tones. Flick it again. That's about it for the pickup selector. Now, a lot of people say there's not much science to playing an electric guitar. You just turn your amp right up, shove distortion on, and away you go. That's about the biggest bunch of baloney I've ever heard. Or baloney, whatever it is. That is just how these 12-year-old punks play. And that's how they make it onto the commercialised charts. But if you're really serious about playing, if you were playing in a band situation, I'd turn my instrument right up to 10. At the moment, I've got it on around 8. Which is, the volume control is nearly at full blast, but not quite. My amp's about halfway up, and so is my distortion volume. My distortion is turned on. If it wasn't, the guitar wouldn't sound half as grungy and rocky and sexy as it does. But that's all to your different taste, I suppose. The electric guitar is tuned exactly the same as an acoustic. It has the 6 strings, and that's all you need to know. So right now I'm going to treat you to a little bit of a blues riff on the electric guitar, some rhythm playing and some lead playing. And if you've got an instrument at home, some drums or a piano or a harmonica, or hey, better still, another guitar, you just jam right along, feel free. Guitar's just hitting the keyboard there, so my jaws decided to have it say. That's a nice little blues riff you can use, and electric guitars can be used in blues music, they can be used in rock music, they can be used in country music, they can be used in any kind of music you want, really, even classical. But that was rhythm playing, and here's where lead playing can really take off. When you're on an electric, a lead riff sounds much better than it would on an acoustic. For rock and for blues and things, it saves having to overdub two or three times when you're recording. And a little lead pattern that would go along with that blues riff, it'd be something like this. Okay, it looks like I haven't got enough space to do anything on the steel guitar, but if any of you want to hear about the steel guitar, send me an email and I'll be happy to cover that, as well as the acoustics and electric guitars. The email address you can contact me on is jack, J-A-C-K, underscore, or underline, S-C-R, I-M, S-H-A-W, at hotmail.com, and you can also MSN me on that. So, till next time, this is Jack and his guitar signing off, the Blues Brothers style.